Now, this is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up this Wednesday morning, the 21st of July, 1971, for Miss Daisy. This is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, the 21st of July, 1971. This is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Channel 2, this Wednesday morning, the 21st of December, the July, 1971. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 21st of July, 1971. It's already cloudy. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 21st of July, 1971. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 21st of July, 1971, for Miss Daisy.
Here's your chance.
And then he was just on the edge of the road. So the man sitting out there in the yard. So Doris called him, said, "Here's a big rattlesnake." Oh, he got up quick as a rat. Grabbed him a shovel and come down and killed him.
Miss Daisy, where was this?
I don't know where he was, Miss Ma. Somewhere Doris was riding us, but I ain't ever been there before.
Now, is this the morning that you and Bessie and Mary's mother?
Yes, that's the same day. That's when I was seen.
Well, you must have been in the woods somewhere.
We were still in the road. The road went right through the woods. We stood on, still on hard road. Look back up there. It's so thick. There's bushes and the trees and things. And the weeds has done growed up. So it looks like they don't take much care of the road, the size of the road.
Doris didn't want to run over him?
No. But you know, I always heard it was dangerous to run over a rattlesnake. Said if you run over him and break in his bones, it touches anything, they stick in your tie. If you happen to work on the tie and stick that bone, he'd kill you quick as a rattlesnake. That's what I've always heard.
Well, now, is that the reason they wouldn't run over
that
rattlesnake down here when Buddy found him?
Yes, ma'am. Did you see him?
Uh-uh.
You didn't see that in Buddy Farm?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I think he was full grown. He was a big one.
She hadn't heard. That was right down here, wasn't it?
Right down there?
Right down there.
Just out in the road.
Ma'am?
He was just out in the road?
Yes, he was just coming out from that house down there. So it seemed like he's coming out the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Coming across the road. See, if they hear a noise, they stop. But they don't stop every time. They hear something.
what'd Buddy do with it? He just let it go?
Ma'am.
Did he just let it go?
What, that?
The rattlesnake.
Talking about Buddy?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. He killed him.
Oh. Well, I didn't know they'd come up this close. I didn't know they'd come up this close, just right around houses and all.
Come up
the rattlesnake?
Yes, ma'am. Is I telling them to go where they please?
I guess so. I guess nobody tries to stop them.
That's right. Unless he's seen, if somebody's seen, he'll stop him.
Yeah.
He'll kill him. They don't want none of them to get away. But I know some of them get away. Mm-hmm. It looked like it might have rain.
It sure does. It sprinkled a little bit down toward Gainesville.
It did.
On the prairie.
This morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's coming out here. It's sprinkling, so. Sound like you had a lot of people on that ride with you, Miss Bessie.
It was four of us. Just me and my daughter, Mary's mother, and Bessie. That's all.
Well, you were out all day, weren't you?
Just about. Just about all day.
Even went to Gainesville.
Well, we went all around out town wherever it was and come in to Gainesville some way or another around there.
Well, Miss Daisy, you don't even know where you went.
I ain't never been out there before.
Out with the rattlesnakes?
Things. Looking at the animals and things.
Oh, you went over.
Yeah, we went around that way somewhere.
See those animals in the pen?
In the pasture.
Yeah.
They own a big ranch out there. And he got a fence. They got a fence between the cows and these animals and the horses on that side. That's when they put his horses out there. We went by that breeding ranch out there. Where is that at? Where they breed horses out there.
Yeah, there's...
Mm-hmm. I've seen two little colts by that. That's a cute thing.
Did they run when they saw they heard the car?
They don't pay you no attention. They over there, they eat and they eat right on. They don't look up for nothing. I really hear so many till they done got used to it. There was some of them things, I don't know what to call them, with all them big homes up there. Just about that wide, about that high. They're not theirs. They're something else. And that man, whoever they belong to, he got them on a fence high as that up there. They say they're bad to jump, and they can jump high. So that's why he put them in a fence like that. They're laying down about 4 from the road or out there to the car shed under a big oak tree in the shade.
Just a few of them?
No.
A few, several of them?
It was several of them. A bunch of them laying down up there. They never moved. We stopped and looked at them. Thought one might get up, and then we were studying us. He wanted to get up so we could see how high and long he was. But we went out there once before, and we seen two. I think one was two. up next to the road. These tall things.
What'd you do for didn't you get hungry?
We never got hungry, but when we got back to Gainesville, when we got back in there, but then we stopped and Darsh bought all us a box. You see, Mary, she furnished the lunch, and Doris, she furnished the car and rode us around. So she got us all a shrimp box.
A shrimp box?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and them things were so good. Mm-hmm. I told Doris, I said, well, whoever cooked them, I said, it's a good cook.
Was there a lot of good talk going on?
Oh, yes. Lots of talk. You see, Mary's mother, she'd been here several times, but she ain't nobody never carried her around nowhere. She never did. Right. She said she enjoyed herself and felt better this time while she was here than she ever had, all the time she been coming. She said it looked like Mary was more nicer and quieter too. She said, 'cause the children, they'd make a little noise sometimes, but it didn't last long. She can't stand children much. But I thought to myself, children gonna make noise. You can't worry about children's fuss. You see? But I don't know. Some folks is just like that. But children don't worry me. Never have. Get out there and play and have his fun. I go on about my way. I'm not watching. You know, Darsh can't stand so much of them. She can't stand children as much.
But she had a lot of them.
That's right. She had lots of them. But she didn't have to worry with them so much. When they were small, you see, I had them.
Oh.
I kept them. She'd come sometime, children would be out there in the hall, out on the porch, playing, having their fun. Said, oh, Mama, I don't see how you stand all that fuss. I said, that fuss don't bother me. I said, sometime I don't even hear it. I be thinking about something else. I said, I ain't thinking about what they do. Well, I just couldn't stand it. I said, you know why? You don't want to.
They were her children.
That's right. They were her children. But
you just like a car going by. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Now, Aaron, Benjamin, Elizabeth, well, I had them till they was up so. Now, she had come home when Samuel and David and Carolyn was born. She was home. Now, she had to worry with them some.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it going to rain this morning?
Gosh, it's starting early, isn't it? At least the sun is starting early.
Miss Daisy was just telling us about a trip Doris took them on.
Oh, I heard about that trip, yes.
And they had some talk.
Y'all didn't have to. Now, that's what Miss Guthrie said people done, Miss Daisy. Is they get in their cars and go to the beach and to the mountains, and they never see each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said last time I saw her, 4th of July. She was singing about 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in her time that people had come, all those people had come and had fish fry right down there on the lake. They hadn't gone nowhere.
Who was telling you?
Miss Gussie.
Uh-huh. And they had a nice time, I think.
Had a nice time.
Now, they got to go to the beach.
Now they got
to
go
fry two eggs. Well, I think it's nice. I know I went up down to my granddaughter's Monday after the fall. They had a 4th day picnic up there. So we all went up there and I didn't even see no water in the pond. Well, had a nice time.
Yeah.
Out there.
Well, that was a nice time that you all had out there,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Right. It was dry and in the shade out there, and the grass was mowed, and you could see where he was going. Of course, I liked it like that.
Yeah.
Too many big rattlesnakes up there.
You don't care for too many bushes, especially around the house,
no,
do
you? No, sir. Like when that man come out there and kill that rattlesnake the other day.
Make the transfer.
Yes, I will.
His wife, she come down to the road. She said, oh, and I just went in the house. I'd been out there watering the flowers. And
yeah.
Just went in the house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Daisy, you know, we were talking about, you went on this trip and you all had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like what you and Francis Persley used to do.
Oh, no, it was different from that.
And we were wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. Me and Francis never did go nowhere but home, the moss, woods, and to the field. Church. That's all where we went. But we had a good time. We enjoyed it. I think whenever you do anything and you enjoy it, it makes you happy.
Suzanne came out here this morning because she wanted to hear about Francis.
About Francis.
Like we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like Francis has been dead a long time.
Yeah.
But she ain't forgotten. I just had to mention something about Francis one time I was over here. And y'all won't never forget it.
Never forget it. No.
Well, you know, we said if you didn't tell us about her, we'd never know anybody lighthearted.
That's right. Well, Frances was old woman. She was a talker.
Talker.
Ooh. You know, Joanne should have met her. But she come too late to meet Frances. Of course, that's been a long time. Long time ago. Frances been dead, I reckon. 6 or 7 years, or maybe longer. But me and her used to work together. All right. And when there was farming, they don't farm nothing here now much but ranch. But they used to plant peas,
look at this.
Squash, beans, corn. Well, you see, cabbage, well, they grow the seed bed and pull the plant from the bed when they got ready to sell them. And me and Francis, we mostly had to work on the seed bed together. And what a talker she was. She could keep you company all day long.
All by herself.
Oh.
But what's she talk about? Just
talking about when she was coming up, when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about after she married. Talking about how she got along after she was married. Just talking about first one thing and then the other. Lord, I used to laugh at Frances. Some things she'd be telling me. I said, Frances, you know that is so. Yes, it is. I wouldn't tell a lie about it. Yes, it is. And she had a bunch of children. A bunch of children. I don't know where none of them is now. And she's dead. But she was a good woman. She was nice. When she wasn't in the field, she was in the moss woods. So when she went to the moss woods, she'd give the moss back there, and I'd give the moss down here. Because I had to move from up there down here. But when I lived at the junction, and she lived back there in the woods behind me, well, me and her gathered a little moss together, but not much.
Why don't you get the moss?
Do the moss.
Yeah, do the moss
bit. Yeah, the moss. And we'd get somebody to haul it to the house. And we'd bed it. And wet it.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it like that. When it turned black, why? We'd hang it up.
Yeah.
Dried.
Yeah.
And we had a bale of it. When it got dry and we got it ready to sell it, we'd pack it in that bale. Just like folks pack hay. Pack it white. Then we'd sell it. We'd get somebody to cab to the. Well, at that time, you could cab to Micanopy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a man bought it there.
Yeah.
But that give a moss man, he'd come every time you had some, because he thought you had some ready. Well, a moss man, he'd come haul it for you.
Y'all talking about moss?
Yeah, but what we want to do is we want to know what Frances Pursley and you all did. You did.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, you know, we passed up there in those trees. Suzanne doesn't even know what you all did up there pulling those plants. We want to know what you remember about
we
Frances.
We didn't do nothing.
Hey, you're going to get it on. You don't want to know how to talk about, you don't want to know about how they drew plants.
No.
I can tell you how to draw plants.
We want to know what Frances said.
And I can tell you about moss.
Yeah.
I pull moss out there.
How much?
Until I wore out. That's about as hard as I can.
How long
about.
Did it take you to wear?
Oh, about 2 hours.
Well, when me and Frances was pulling plants, we mostly, she just talked. She done the most of the talking. That's the way we enjoyed. Frances would talk all day long, and we'd pull plants. They'd have field boxes. I don't think you know nothing about that either.
Well, what did Frances talk about, Miss Daisy?
Why she's talking?
Yeah, what did she tell about? You see,
you say it sound like she told some stretchers sometimes, and she said no.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she talk about first one thing and then another. She talk about her when she was growing up and how she growed up.
Well, how did she?
After she growed up, how did she grow up?
Yeah.
Well.
Where did she live?
Back out there in the woods somewhere. I don't know. I never did know where Frances lived out there.
Well,
you see, after she married, she still lived out there in them woods on the other side of River Styx. I don't know. I never did know where she stayed there. Now, I know her after she come over here.
Why don't you all get Miss Daisy to help you on those horses? They've been down here those two colts been down here all that time, Faye.
You're getting tired sitting in there.
And look at that colt.
Well, let's go look at the colts a little while. And then we can come back. Okay?
She would come over there sometimes. Well, she come, her aunt thought she wanted her to stay with her. Well, she might have did. So while she was living with her aunt wasn't as nice to her as I thought she ought to been, and maybe didn't talk she could try. She put the work all off on me, and me wasn't nothing but a car. And so Mary stayed there a while, but she'd come up to my house, mm-hmm. and me and her talk and talk. She'd tell me how her aunt treated what she said. And I said, oh, don't pay no attention. Mm-hmm. I said, let her say what she wants. I said, talk don't hurt nobody. Well, she didn't pay too much attention to it, and it hurt you. Hurt your feelings. I said, I don't mind. So long as somebody's talking about you, they're thinking about you. If nobody don't say nothing about you, you're forgotten in the world. And I don't want to be forgotten. So she stayed over there, and finally, Mr. Guthrie, he started coming over there. I ain't thought that was the worst thing ever happened.
He is so old.
Tell me, he was so old. Well, if he wasn't too old for Mary, he ain't too old for me. She got to live with him.
She was,
Live by. If she can live with him, I can sure live by.
Well, she just was hard-headed, that's all. Persistent.
Who?
She wouldn't listen to Aunt Nora.
No. She didn't. Not when she found somebody that she thought would be nicer to her than Aunt Oak.
Yeah.
What? And I didn't think she was going to stay with him.
Yeah, all that time.
I thought he was old, too. Well, I know he was old. Because she wanted nothing but a guy. But she married him and lived with him till he died.
Yes.
Yes, sir. She married him and lived with him till he died.
And still talks about him.
And still thinks about him now. About how nice he was and how she missed him. But.
And you've seen him. You've seen him over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, he used to gather leaves, magnolia leaves, Mr. Guthrie did. Well, I hope he'd have a bunch of them out there picking leaves. He'd have a man go up the tree and saw the limb down on the ground, and then a bunch down there picking them. Well, now that's the most what I've been in with Miss Mary. I never working on her.
Oh, Miss Mary was helping him out too.
Miss Mary, dang, how old was Mr. Guthrie when he died?
I don't know. She's over there with you when you was picking them leaves, I guess.
Who? Yes, sir. She was over there with him. But she'd pick a while and then she'd check them. Just like you feel your bag, she'd mark it. I feel mine, she marked. Well, all of us had a number to pick by. They give us a ticket to pick on.
But Miss Mary was jolly.
All the while. I've never seen her unhappy since she married. And I've seen her often on all the time. And every time I seen her, she was happy. I used to go out to her house sometime when I'd get a chance. stay a few minutes with me sometime. My son-in-law would have to go back there for something, and he'd take me back there. I think lots of Mary.
And what, you found her always busy?
Me?
You found her always doing something?
Yes, always doing something. In her house, around her house. Last time I went in her house, she was preparing it, sealing it up, doing something to it inside. Her and that boy, that's before Mr. Guthrie died. I ain't been in her house since he died. But she's jolly. But she told me that Miss Nora come and stay with her a week or 2 weeks. I don't think it's nobody but just her now and her children. Yeah, Mary never did have no children. She ain't had no children.
She raised several.
Oh, yes. She took care of plenty of them.
Took care of plenty
she
of
them.
She
didn't take care of none of her.
Mr. Guthrie started riding over to her house then.
Oh, Mr. Guthrie. He didn't have none either, did he?
Oh, you knew Miss Mary when Mr. Guthrie came to see her.
Yeah. I know the damn. But I don't think he had no children. I ain't hear nobody saying nothing about his children. He was over there by himself. As far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, Miss Daisy, this changes the subject right smart. You know old Hale, what's his name, that worked for the company?
Who?
Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's not working out here now.
No, sir. He ain't worked out there in over a year,
yeah.
I reckon. When I knowed anything, he wasn't working out there.
Yeah. You know, he was one of those singers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you know, it sounds kind of funny for him, for Hubbard and other people. Now, you see, Herbert, he was the oldest hand they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He'd been with them the longest.
He's grown up with them.
Yes.
Yes, sir. He's grown up with them. He'd been working down on that farm since he was a boy and got big enough to work up until he was a man.
And it seems a little bit.
Yeah, but I know. I don't know what it was, but I know something happened. I don't know what it was,
yeah. But
it was something. Because they saw lots of Hubbard.
Yeah.
But
he's smart.
Yeah, he was smart.
He worked fast.
Yeah, he was smart.
Did a lot of work.
One thing I know about him, after he grew up, he, at times, he thought he knowed too much.
Oh.
He would overtalk himself.
Is that right?
Plenty of time. I know that. So I don't know. But I believe it was something he said that they didn't like or they know they wasn't going to put up with. For them to pay him all and tell him, well, we won't need you no more, Hubbard.
Yeah.
So they didn't just turn him off for nothing.
No.
Mm-mm. It was something he done. You know, he's bossy. You wouldn't think so, but he is. And he wants you to believe what he says. And agree with him. Well, everybody ain't gonna do it. I ain't.
Oh.
If I know it ain't right, I'm going to tell you till you say no, Herbert. Because I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Just like, well, he don't like that.
Why, he seemed just the other way, don't he?
Just the other way.
The last thing, but bus bossy.
Mm-hmm. He just... You know, you can go on and on, Mr. Miles, doing little things and little things. Somebody just pass it on.
Yeah.
Pay no attention. You think they ain't paying no attention, but they is. Finally, they get tired of it.
Yeah, so it builds up, don't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, where he working at now?
I haven't even seen him in so long.
I don't see him. I see him at church. Right.
We'll find out about it. Mm-hmm. Well, now you see, he liked James. James goes way back too.
Who? Talking about James, sorry?
Yes.
Go way back to where?
He brought up here.
Oh yes, he's at home. James at home.
He's at home.
That's his home right down there. That old rusty house.
Yeah.
That's James' home.
Yeah.
And he ain't been far from there since he was since he was born. Went to Clearwater and stayed a little while.
Yeah.
And that's all. He come back here and he's been right here ever since.
Yeah. And Herbert's headquarters was right down that little lane there.
I don't know whether Herbert been. Oh, well, he'd been to Clearwater or not, he might have.
He's been around here more than Buddy, hasn't he?
That's right. He sticks around home.
Yeah. But you still see him in church?
Oh, yes. He goes to church every Sunday.
And sings?
Sings. Still sings in church.
Yeah. Does he have a pretty good-sized family?
Mm-mm. It's just four in family. He had two girls.
Yeah.
Him and his wife. Well, the girls is married. I don't think any of them here. Might be.
Well, now, let me see. Now, James, Herbert, he never did associate with y'all very much, with James and them?
Oh, yes, he associated with us right often.
So
Herbert used to eat to my house every Sunday.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Every Sunday. You see, him and my children was brought up together.
Yeah.
Well, they go to Sunday school, and they stay for church.
Yeah.
Then he would come home with my children, and he'd be round there with my children till after service in the evening.
Yeah.
Then he'd go home. Oh, Susanna used to get so mad with him because he didn't come home after Sunday school, but it didn't do a bit of good.
And she did raise Rufus, couldn't she?
Yeah, she didn't raise him. She didn't have nothing to do with him. After his grandmother died,
yeah.
Then her sister raised him. His grandmother's sister brought him on from where she left him.
Lizzie died.
Uh-huh, and Alice took
him. And Alice took him over.
That's right. And he worked right out there on that farm. But it was a little bit of different. But it was good. Alice wouldn't put up with all the things he did like Lizzie. Alice would tell him, well, you do so-and-so and nothing else.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard for him, but he knowed her and he knowed he better do it. So he learned to do it with pleasure. Whatever she said do, he could do that.
And he done it.
That's right. If he needed anything, she'd go get it. Till he got big enough to old enough to see after himself.
Yeah.
Then she give him money. You go get you what you want.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. That's the way he was called. If his grandmother had lived, he wouldn't have been a wolf heading in the road.
Oh. Oh.
She thought he was what he never will be.
Yeah.
No.
And that's all she wanted to believe.
That's right. You see, he was good big boy up like that when his grandmother died.
Yeah.
He's old enough to remember the way she taught him, the way she let him do it. But Alice wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And he knew it.
Yeah.
But he didn't have nowhere else to go.
Well, now, him and James was in the same church, weren't they?
Yes. Same church right down there.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Now,
But you see, he joined that church after his grandmother's church went down. You see, he was with his grandmother. He belonged to a church she belonged to. Zion Methodist, up there side the road. You see where that old church used to be up there, did you?
Yeah.
It's a pile of lumber there.
Yeah.
Now, well, I think Clyde Gill bought it.
Oh.
And he keep him making like he gonna put him a house there.
Oh, really?
But he ain't got them started. He got the lumber pile out there.
Yeah.
Course he say, he ain't gonna stay where he is now another winter. He said like the frozen death last winter.
In that dual house?
In that house,
yeah.
Down there, right? So, yeah. Maybe he'll get it built. Maybe he won't. But if he don't do no better than he been doing in 2 years, it won't be ready for him. No, it won't be ready.
Well, now that's it. That's it. He just ought to live there in the summertime, Miss Daisy.
He just said, well, I don't know. I feel like this. He live in the house, and he ought to take care of it. Why is he there?
Yeah.
And not expect the family to do it. James.
Miss Daisy, Preacher Taylor. Will is his name, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in his younger days, he was a pretty active fella.
Oh, yes, and thinks he is, yeah.
Oh.
And can't hardly walk.
Yeah.
I've seen him. We went to see him the other day. Me and Miss Ma.
Did you speak to him?
Yeah, we spoke to him.
Yeah.
Up and around. She was cooking breakfast.
Yeah, middle of the morning.
Mm-hmm. You see, they don't eat much.
Yeah.
They don't eat enough. Now, they eat breakfast about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, that's not much. They don't cook much. They don't eat no more than for about 5. May not eat nothing else that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not enough. And I don't know why, but they never did eat much.
Oh, they never did?
Never did eat much.
Even in his younger days?
In his younger days, when he had his family there. You see, he would mostly tell her what to cook or how much of it to cook. Or he's nosing, bossing when he could get around. I told him, shucks. I told him more than one time. I said, I wouldn't stay with you long enough to see. Was you going to buy any groceries? I said, I'd be gone, got my groceries and cook it just like I please. Nobody, but she's just what he say, she don't say no.
Yeah.
Well, if two of us grown, I know something too.
Well, but she likes it just the way he says.
She didn't like it, but she just put up with it.
Oh, she didn't like it.
No, she didn't like it. She just put up with it. Oh, you know, he was so, talked so rough. He was just so mean. They nicknamed him, they called him the Bear.
Don't tell me.
That's what his children called him, the Bear. The Bear. That's so and so. I said, y'all ought to quit calling him that. I said, you got him believing that. I said, but somebody'll eat the bear up. One day. I said, he's a bear amongst y'all, but ain't no bear amongst everybody.
Well, now, you would stand there and dispute him, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Me and him used to have an argument about it every time we meet.
Yeah.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Mm-hmm. He'd go telling me something, and I knew it wasn't so.
Yeah.
And I'd tell him, I said, you know that ain't the truth.
One thing was about that food that he ordered cooked.
Huh?
One of the things that you could dispute with him was about the food.
Yeah, but I didn't have nothing to do with whether to eat or not.
Yeah.
But take him away from his house business, like the church, or somebody said something, or somebody was doing something since his time.
Yeah.
I'd sit right with him. Well, he'd get mad and go.
I'd just love to know about one of them things you disputed with him on, like that food.
Well,
business,
most
you know?
Anything with Taylor.
Yeah.
What he's saying, you didn't say yes.
Yes.
Well, no, he's the man. Ain't never made a mistake.
Yeah. Well,
I was a woman. Knowed heap of them when he made them.
Well, now, what sort, Miss Daisy?
Hmm? You just talk, just saying things, and call yourself teaching you something other like that, you know.
Like what?
Well, nothing bad.
Teaching you what? Like
well,
what?
How you ought to live and what you ought to do.
What?
The biggest arguments me and him had. It was about my house business. He would tell Ben, you lies her too much rope.
Yes.
And that would make me almost mad.
Yes.
You give your folks much rope as you want, but you don't tell Ben how much rope to give me. You see, he'd work his family out there on the farm,
yes.
But he drawed the money. And if he wasn't there to get it, they was coward enough to get it to him. They couldn't spend it.
Yeah.
Well, when I worked, I drawed my own money.
Yeah.
And put it in my pocket. He'd come up to the house one day, said to Ben. Said, Ben, you ought to be a man of your house. Ben, he said, yes, we ain't gonna get no other meat out of Ben. Never. He said, one thing, if I was you, Daisy couldn't draw her money. She's your wife. And you ought to go meet her payday. I said, well, he ain't gonna do it. I said, he ain't gonna meet my payday. I said, if I'm grown enough to work, I said, I'm grown enough to get my own money. I said, he get his, and I'll get mine. Well, you couldn't be my wife. I said, I wouldn't be your wife. I said, no, I couldn't be your wife. I said, because I'd bust your brains out if you gonna start pulling my money. I said, get me something, bust your brains out. I said, you need to tell Ben. I said, Ben got better sense than to go tell him I want Daisy's money.
Well, now, I thought Ben was a little bossy himself.
Well, He kind of bossy, but he know I'd rather boss me. Because, you see, Mr. Myers, I was grown when I married him.
Yeah.
And he was grown. Well, I'd been looking out for myself too long for him or anybody else to try to demand me what to do with my money.
Yeah.
You know, after me and my first husband parted,
yeah,
I stayed a widow 6 years.
6 years.
Taking care of myself.
You lived with him 4 years and then stayed a widow 6 years.
That's right. And I've been with this man over 50.
And you was an old lady then before
what you talking
really
about?
Got started, wasn't you?
What you talking about? Not me. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to treat you right. But I ain't your daughter, and you ain't my daddy.
Miss Daisy, let me tell you. Now, let me tell you. Now, that's Preacher Taylor.
Hmm? Preacher Taylor?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Old Bear Taylor.
Yeah. That's what they call him, the Bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you. Now, that's just as clear as it can be. And Preacher Taylor ain't worth dust on your shoe.
That's right.
Compared to Francis Presley, and you have never told us anything about Francis like that. You lived with her, you worked with her,
mm-hmm,
but all you say about her is she's a big talker.
That's all. I know nothing about her house affairs.
You don't know nothing about her, but you can talk about this inconsequential Preacher Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about Preacher Taylor.
Well, you don't.
He can't do nothing I'm interested in.
Who, Taylor?
Yes.
Me?
But Frances Presley is one of your old buddies.
That's right.
And she was a rare spirit.
That's
and
right.
You haven't told us a thing about her. Not
well,
one experience.
I told you
except,
everything I know about her.
Except that skillet. That frying pan.
I told you all I know about Frances.
No, sir.
I know she talked. I know she worked. I know she tended to her business, so far as I know, and I ain't never known her to be in an argument with nobody.
We love to have her in an argument.
Who, Frances?
Yeah.
Well, we would, but you see, we come too late to get in her arguments. When I met her, she was through arguing. She done finished that up over there in them woods, and then left her husband back there. And she was living over here. I never knowed Frances to be in no argument.
You knowed her when you lived up there in the woods yourself.
That's when I know her.
Yeah.
But she done come over here in these woods what I'm living in. But her home was back over here.
Yeah.
The other side of River Stick.
Yeah.
That's where she come from.
Yeah.
Well, when she was back there, I didn't know her.
Well, you all been to church together many times.
Plenty times, plenty times.
You haven't told us a one single time you all went anywhere together.
Who
not
mean, Frank,
anywhere.
We didn't go to church together,
you
but we got together when we got to the church. That's where we got together. We didn't go to church together.
You didn't?
No. We got together after we got there.
Well, how did you get there?
Walks.
She walked. One
she
lane,
walked,
you walked another.
Way from her house to the church. I walked way from mine to the church. Now, when Miss Coleman would go to her church, they had a buggy and a horse or mule one.
Yeah.
And I would go with her to church. That was way back on that other side of River Stick.
Yeah.
We'd go in the buggy.
Yeah.
But we'd go in the morning. And she'd care lunch. Well,
did
after
Frances care her lunch?
No, I ain't seen Frances with no lunch.
Never did.
I didn't know. Well, Frances, she didn't have to come for us. We did. She was right down in there somewhere, the other side of the church. But I don't know where she was. And after service, we'd come home. We never did stay back out there for the night.
Frances has come over to your house a many times.
She come there when I was sick. But if I was well, Frances didn't have no business in my house. We never just go to chat talk. We'd do enough of that in the field, in the woods and places. When we got to working, we had work to do at home. And that's what we done. I reckon what Francis done, that's what I done.
Well, she went out in the field.
Yeah, she worked in the field.
Yeah.
She used to farm herself.
Yeah. But you worked with her.
Hmm?
You all worked together then.
Yeah, we worked together. And we were working on somebody else's farm.
Yeah.
On Richardson's farm and Smith's farm. Woods farm.
Yeah.
You see, we worked on all of them.
You
and her worked together right out there.
Right out where?
Right out there where your ranch at, your cows and things. Me and Francis worked together out there. We picked beans out there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Welch had it then.
Yeah. Was Francis with you that time that he was going to pay you?
Francis was with us that time.
What'd she say then?
We didn't pick no more for him.
What'd she say about that?
Mm-hmm. She said he wouldn't get no more pick from her. So we all agreed on that, and nobody from that way didn't pick no more beans for Welch.
Well, now, was she behind that, or was you behind it?
Behind what? We agreed on it together.
Oh, you and Francis.
Me, Francis, Dora, and a woman by the name of Ella lived up there.
You all just got together?
Mm-hmm.
Got your heads
together? No, we got our money. I said, I don't pick no more beans for him. And what made it so bad for us, he paid us in checks and didn't nobody want to cash them.
Well, was Francis mad?
I don't think any of us were really mad, but we were just disappointed.
Disgusted. Yeah.
I bet she could talk about that.
Ooh, it wouldn't do for her to be here now to talk about it.
Yeah, is that right? She could really pick it up.
What you talking about? Then she, you see, she knowed Mr. Webb.
Oh,
she did.
She thought she did. But she didn't know him like that.
Yeah. But she learned him.
She learned him. We didn't take no more beef and do no more work for him. Well, where is they at, them boys?
They're down south, yeah. Both of them doing well. Now, Frances, she picked that up afterwards.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And she would say what happened over here that day.
Yeah, she'd say. Yes, sir. Francis would pick up anything. Carry it any way she wanted.
But she'd pick
but
that up.
But one thing about it, she wasn't no liar.
But she,
Francis would tell you the truth.
Well, I want her to, I don't care what she tells the truth or not. I want to know what if she picked that up. Now,
what
about
up?
Them checks. At
pick
old,
it up, huh?
And Willie Welch.
Pick
she'd
it up.
Talk huh? about it later.
And
oh, yes, yeah, she spoke about it later.
And she told it again, all over again.
Yeah, I guess so. She didn't tell me.
Oh, she didn't. Never mentioned it again to you.
Didn't tell me. You see, after we left the store down there, what we had to say about it, well, we said it. Well, you see, we went to Mr. Lon Smith to get him the cash.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it. And he said this. He said, the thing y'all ought to do, take him back to him. Because he's no business to pay in check. I don't want to fool with Will's check.
Yeah.
Francis said, I don't either. And I won't no more. So if I can get anybody to cash it, cash this. Said, this is my first and my leg. He said, well, I tell you what. Being since you all are cashing, for you. So, but don't bring me near nothing.
We
thanked him, and he gave us our money, and we give Will Welch his field.
And then Frances was, she was lighthearted after that.
Yeah.
She went on out of the store.
She went on all of us and went home. We went down the woods and bought some stuff at Lawn and bought some at Woods.
Yeah.
You see, Mr. Smith had a store and Mr. Woods had a store.
Well, now, who did the talking over there at Mr. Lyon's store? You or Miss Frances?
Well, it wasn't much talk after we got out of check.
Before you got your checks cashed, you done the talking.
All of us were talking. Me, Frances, Dora, all of us had one of Will West's checks. All of us were trying and wondering, is he going to cash it?
And you all just, all of you just lit into him.
Mm-hmm.
Went in together.
We three went in there together.
Oh.
And you just laid it there before Mr. Lon Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to my house.
I got to go see about that cow.
Well, I'll tell you. We got to get that drink down.